Hello, this is Smyer. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied?
Thank yes.
You. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one will be jobs and wages.
Jobs and wages, 7.
Thank you. K-12 education?
6.
Voting rights?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Democracy?
11. 10.
Okay, thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
4.
Thank you. Immigration?
4.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Crime and violence?
4.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Student loan debt?
4.
Okay. Climate change?
4.
Abortion rights?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Abortion rights?
10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination?
10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race? White, Black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
African-American.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is your year of birth?
67.
67. Okay, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College educated bachelor's.
Okay. Second. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you... 10, a lot of power?
Yes.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one will be Brad Raffensperger.
0.
Very cold and unfavorable, right?
Correction, make that a 4.
Okay. Second one, Andre Dickens.
10.
Okay. Next one, Brian Kemp.
0.
Next one, Raphael Warnock.
10.
Next one, J.D. Vance.
0.
Next one, John Ossoff.
10.
The next one, Tim Walls.
Tim.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Number one, Kamala Harris. Number two, Donald Trump. Three, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Number four.
Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. We are halfway through. Okay, thank you for your time. I'm going to do it as quick as possible. Thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, COVID-19 recovery.
10.
Okay. Your number 2, your local mayor?
10.
Okay. Next one, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
Next one, Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Next one, Black voters?
10.
The next one, Vice President Harris?
10.
Thank you. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each of one motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First statement. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power, while there is still much more to be done. Patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
5.
0 will not motivate you to vote at all, 5 not sure, and 10 will strongly motivate you.
0.
Okay. Next one, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and show calls and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fail, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
10.
Okay. The next one, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting better credit practices.
0.
Okay. Next one, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
0.
Okay.
I have next time one. For one more and I have to go.
We're 80%. We're almost done. I'm going to do it as quick as possible, okay?
Okay.
Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically bad colleges and universities. The largest ever, over $260 million, went to eight Georgia schools with help required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your responses. So far, I'm not going to ask you just one of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based now how you feel right now. I'm not going to repeat all of them. It's just a few, okay? No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues. Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
10.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale? Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Your life got much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. We're at 90%. Okay, we're almost done. When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, or more than a year ago? Or you don't
remember? More than a year.
Okay. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person at a government's office, DMV election office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically through motor voter laws or other automatic registration processes, through a political party or organization or other?
I don't remember. I've always been registered. I don't remember how I did it.
Okay. Okay. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
Something else. I'm sorry. I have to go now. I went as far as I can go. I'm sorry. Thank you so much, though.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.